In Parshat Bahar, we come across a phrase a few times in the parsha, "V'chi yamuch achicha imach," when your brother becomes poor, and it prefaces a situation in each case where a very sad situation where because of hard times, hard financial times, somebody he has to sell his house and now he has no place to live. He sells himself as a slave, or even if he just tries and find a loan. But it's always because yamuch achicha, when your brother becomes poor. And I think the emphasis here is on your brother. Not just that he became poor, that's obvious. But the Torah is telling us he's your brother. And we act differently with family than we do with acquaintances. We act differently with those who are close to us, to those who are family, to our brothers, than we do with just everybody. Let's take the case of loans and interest. It is a completely legitimate thing to take interest from a loan. The whole world works like that. We're allowed to take interest from a non-Jew, but we can't take interest from a Jew. It's not that we're being cruel to the non-Jew, or being unfair, or taking advantage of him. Because interest is a very, very common way of doing business. Money is worth money. Money plus time is certainly worth money. The whole economy of every country and the whole world works this way. So it is very legitimate to take money. As a matter of fact, so much so that we have to contrive what we call the heter iska, a system in which it is halachically permissible to take interest on our loans because it is such a common way of doing business and it's kind of almost impossible to avoid it. Yet, when your brother is poor, you can't take from him. Don't take from him, the Torah is telling. Why? Achicha. Because he's your brother. You can do this with other people and it's fine, it's legitimate. It's a win-win. You'll make money on your investment, you get him out of a jam, he'll make money, he can invest it, do what he wants, pick himself up. It's a good situation. But from your brother, no. From your brother, you don't do that. And it might be obvious that this is what we do with our brother, our biological brother, the one who lives, we were raised with. But the Torah is telling us, it's extending the family here. All the Jewish people are your brother. All the Jews are your brother, and you must treat them like the way you treat your brother in your own home. Just like your brother you wouldn't take interest from, so too to all Jews, we don't take interest because they're our brother. Shabbat Shalom.